大家平安。Well, God is good.
神真好。
We are so glad, you know, to know that pastor's wife and son arrived safely this weekend.
我们知道，牧师他的太太跟他的儿子很平安的回到我们这里，我们真的很高兴。
And I also want to thank the church for praying for my our son, you know, for the surgery.
好，我们也很感谢大家为我们的儿子他这个手术来祷告。
And he is now resting at home, so I just want to let everybody know and thank you so much.
Yeah, 他现在在家里面休息恢复，所以就再跟大家讲些掌声，谢谢。
Now, so today, Pastor Tong asked me to preach out from Philippians 1.
因为唐牧师跟我说要讲这个腓立比书第一章。
Now, in Philippians 1, the word that captured my attention the most is this, to live is Christ.
那在第一章那里，能够吸引到我这个注意的就是活着就是基督。
So I think to live is Christ can be interpreted as Christ is our life.
那活着就是基督，我们可以翻译成基督就是我们的生命。
Okay, so let us begin with a word of prayer, okay?
让我们一起同心祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach.
感谢你让我有这样的机会来传扬你的话语。
Help me to preach the word that would be a blessing to this church.
求你帮助我把我的信心讲出来，来祝福大家。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣名求。Amen.
Now, when we were born, no one can predict our future.
那我们出生的时候，没有一个人能够预知我们以后将来的事情。
And no one we can predict, you know, who we will be married.
也没有人知道我们以后要与谁配合。
And no one would know whether this person would become rich or poor.
也没有人知道这个人以后会是很富裕还是会贫穷。
But the only thing that we can be sure is that someday this person will die.
但是有一样我们知道，就是这个人以后会死去。
And there are only two places people can go after they die.
那一个人死去之后，只有两个地方是可以去的。
A heaven or hell.
是天堂或者是地狱。
And for those who die without Christ, death is a tragic loss.
Yeah, 但是对于一个没有基督的人来说，他们的死去是一个很悲伤的一个损失。
But according to Paul, for those who die with Christ, to die is gain.
但是根据保罗说的，那我们有基督的人，我们的死是其实是一种益处。
I think one reason why Paul said that is because, you know, he has personally gone through much suffering.
我想保罗他这样说的理由呢，就是因为他这个一生里面他真是受了很多的苦。
But the greater reason is that he wanted to be with Jesus in heaven.
那更大的理由就是他很想，就是很想要跟主耶稣基督在天堂里面。
However, if God wanted him to live on earth,
但是要是神要他在地上继续的活着，
then he would want to live a life that is fully possessed with Christ.
那他就要真是用他的生命完全的拥有基督。
Now, the reason why, okay, let me read this first. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这里说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督活在我里面。如今在肉身中活着的我，因信神的儿子而活的，他爱我，为我舍己。
So I think Paul wrote to live is Christ is because he remembered that he was once a sinner saved by Christ.
我想保罗他说活着就是基督，因为他啊记得他曾经就是被主耶稣啊拯救的一个罪人。
He acknowledged that he owes his life to Christ.
他知道他欠基督这个生命。
So when we accept Christ in our life, we receive a new life.
当我们接受啊主耶稣之后，我们就有一个新的生命。
Our old life has been crucified.
那我们的旧的生命就已经与基督同钉十架。
And the old life is our sinful nature.
我们的旧的生命就是我们的罪的本性。
So I'm going to talk a little bit about the old self.
那让我讲一下这个旧的生命。
That was crucified with Christ.
那是与基督同钉十架的这个旧生命。
And that old self is our sinful nature.
那就是我们的罪性。
Now the Bible says that we all sin.
那圣经告诉我们，我们都犯了罪。
And the reason why everybody sin is because everybody inherited a sinful nature from Adam.
那因为我们之所以都犯了罪，是因为我们继承了亚当的这个罪。
Now we can see our sinful, we can see sinful nature just by looking at human behavior.
我们可以看到这个罪性，就可以看到我们人的行为。
Even if a child is never taught to sin, he will sin by himself.
就算一个小孩子，他从来没有人教他去犯罪，但是他自己都懂得去犯罪。
We do not need to be taught to sin.
所以我们犯罪是不需要教的。
Because we have a sinful nature.
因为我们就有这个罪性。
Now, however, this is interesting. Before Adam disobeyed God,Does he have a sinful nature?
那这是很有趣的一件事情。在亚当还没有就是为不听神的话的之前，他有没有这个罪性呢？
See, God made his creation perfect. So Adam was perfect. So before he disobeyed, he was perfect. So he has no sinful nature.
那神创造亚当的时候是很完全、很完美的，所以他是没有这个罪性的。
Then how come he sinned?
那为什么他会犯罪呢？
Well, you see, if a person has no sinful nature, that means he cannot sin by himself.
所以我们知道，要是一个人是没有罪性的时候，他自己是不会犯罪的。
Someone would have to lead him to sin.
但一定是有其他一个人要带引他去信，犯罪。
And that someone is the devil.
那这一个人就是这个魔鬼。
And the devil succeeded in tempting Adam into sin.
那这个魔鬼就是引诱这个亚当去犯罪，就成功了。
If Adam, who had no sinful nature, sinned, what chance do we have sinful nature have against sin?
要是亚当他是没有罪性，他都犯罪，那我们这些有罪性的人，那有什么机会是不会犯罪的呢？
Now many religions teach us that.People should do as much good deeds as possible in order to offset the sins that we had committed.
那很多宗教都教导人说，那我们要尽量去做好事，那这样就可以抵消我们这些犯的罪。
But let's see why this would not work.
那我们是可以看一下，这样是行不通的。
Suppose a rich man uses money to save 1,000 lives.
比如说有一个很有钱的人，他是用他自己的钱去救了很多一千多人的生命。
Yeah, so let's say he buy food for 1,000 children.
或许他是买了很多的粮食来拯救很多的小孩子。
So 1,000 children's lives were saved by him.
所以这一千个小孩子的生命就被他救了。
But suppose this rich personhad killed one person.
那比方说这个有钱的人他就杀了一个人。
Can the 1,000 lives you save offset the one person that he killed?
那他拯救了这一千人的生命，能不能抵消他杀了这个人的这个罪呢？
So this is important. Good works cannot offset sin.
所以这是很重要的，我们的好行为是不能抵消我们的罪的。
This is where Christianity is different from any other religion.
这就是因为我们这个基督教哈跟其他的宗教是不同的。
Because we are the only religion that has a solution for sin.
我们是唯一的一个宗教是有这个对付罪的这个方法。
All the other religion emphasize good work.
其他的宗教都是注重在我们要做好行为。
Now, Paul also wrote that for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗这样说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
So the first part of this verse talks about the consequence of sin.
在这段经文的前一部分就讲到这个罪的后果。
Wow, consequence of sin is serious.
所以我们看到这个罪的这个工价是很严重。
There is no big sin or small sin. All consequence of sin is death.
没有大的罪或小的罪，所有罪的后果都就是死。
So consequence of sin is extremely, extremely serious.
所以这个罪的后果是非常非常的重要。
So that's why God think it is so important to send a savior to save us from our sin.
所以这样神就是觉得非要差一个救赎主来我们不可。
So he sent Jesus.
所以他就把主耶稣差给我们。
And the name of Jesus is important because the name of Jesus means savior.
耶稣这个名字就是很重要，因为耶稣就是翻译成就是我们的救主。
So the second part of the verse is the consequence of accepting Jesus Christ.
那第二部分的这一段经文就是讲到我们接受耶稣之后的后果。
See, Jesus is the only person in the whole wide world that has no sin.
因为主耶稣是在全世界里面的唯一一个人是没有罪的。
Therefore, he is the only one whose blood is totally pure.
所以他是唯一，他的宝血，他的血是完全的洁净、
纯净。Therefore, only Jesus' blood can wash away our sin.
所以只有他的宝血是可以洗去我们的罪。
And that is the solution for sin.
所以这就是我们解决罪的这个方法。
The blood of Jesus.
就是主耶稣的宝血。
Not good work.
不是我们的好行为。
So we have a solution that we have to tell other people.
那我们有了这个解决的方法，我们一定要把它告诉其他人。
Okay, the first set is that we have been redeemed by. I want you to guess what that blank word is.
这里说我们是拯救，是为被什么拯救呢？
什么？
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
主耶稣的宝血。
Not by work, okay, but by the blood of Jesus. So let's read. You were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your future way of life, inherited from your forefather, but with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
你们救赎脱离祖先所传下来的虚妄行为，不是凭着会朽坏的东西，如银子或金子，而是凭着那像羊羔一样毫无瑕疵、毫无玷污的基督宝血。
See, in our life, there are many battles.
你们知道，在我们的生命里面、生活里面有很多的征战。
In our family, you know, we have to struggle with relationship with our spouse and children.
好，在我们的家庭里面，我们要很努力的，为着要与我们的配偶、我们的孩子建立很好的关系。
And in the school, you know, we have to struggle to have good research or good grades.
那在学校呢，我们又要很努力的去争取要好的成绩或者很好的这个研究。
And in our work, we have to struggle to do what is pleasing to our boss.
那我们在工作岗位上呢，我们也要 很努力的好奋斗去赢得我们这个老板的这个满意。
So there are many battles in our life.
所以我们真是有很多的争斗在我们的生命里面。
But let me tell you something. The most important battle is not in your family.
所以让我告诉你，最重要的这个征战不是在我们的家庭。
And it's not in the school or in the place of work.
也不是在我们的职场上或在学校里面。
The most important battle that you fight in your life is the battle in the court.
我们最重要的战场就是在这个法庭里面。
Even if a person is very successful,
就算一个人他是很成功，
and he has a great family,
他有一个很好的一个家庭，
but if he commit a crime,
但是要是他犯了罪，
and a court declare he's guilty,
要是这个法庭定了他是有罪，
he is done,
他就完了。
You know, as you all know, recently in China, there are many government officials who are found guilty of corruption.
大家都知道，最近在中国，很多政府官员哈，他们都被就是定罪，是因为他们有这个贪污罪。
They have lots of money.
他们有很多钱。
And they have great families.
他们又有很好的家庭。
But we feel sorry for them.
但是我觉得真是很怜悯他们。
I mean, what good is it now?
那这些金钱跟家庭对他们有什么益处呢？
So in the similar way, there is a court in the spiritual world.
所以同样的，在这个属灵的世界那里也有这样的法庭。
Now we cannot see the spiritual court with our eyes.
那我们用我们的肉眼是看不到这个属灵的法庭。
But it is real.
那这是真的。
You see, the names are very important. You know what's the meaning of Satan, the name of the devil?
我们知道这个名字是很重要。你知道撒旦那个名字叫什么吗？
Satan means accuser.
他就是控告者。
Accuser means you are guilty.
控告者就是一直就控告你是有罪。
Satan always make accusation against us.
他一直不停的就在控告我们有罪。
So in the court, you have two attorneys.
所以在这个法庭上面我们有两个律师。
One is a prosecuting attorney.
一个就是prosecution. Yeah, 控告律师。
Yeah, and the other attorney is the defending attorney.
另外一个就是辩护律师。
So Satan is the prosecuting attorney.
所以这个撒旦就是这个控告律师。
He is guilty of this crime.
这个人他在这一方面是犯了罪。
And you know what? Satan is right.
你知道吗？撒旦说的是对的。
We have sin.
因为我们都有会犯罪。
We have no excuse.
我们没有借口。
But then Jesus is our defending attorney.
但是主耶稣是我们的辩护律师。
You said that. Jesus said that.Even though he has sinned, I die in his place.
主耶稣这样说，虽然他是有罪，但是我已经替他定了罪了。
And then he uses blood to redeem us.
他用他的宝血来拯救我们。
So Jesus' blood is the only thing in this world that can redeem us.
所以只有主耶稣基督的宝血是可以拯救我们。
It is the most precious thing in the world.
它是最宝贵的东西在这个世界上。
So we should never take his blood for granted.
所以我们真的不要就是觉得主耶稣基督的宝血是理所当然的。
Okay, this is what Jesus said. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophet. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
这是主耶稣说的，你们不要以为我来是要废除律法和先知，我来不是要废除，而是要完成。
So it seems like Jesus forgive us. It's not, so many people in interpret that as, oh, Jesus may be simply abolishing or canceling the law against us.
所以很多人认为, 哦, 主耶稣他饶恕了我们, 就以为主耶稣就是来废除这个或者取消了这个律法。
But actually, he did not abolish or cancel the law.
那其实他是没有废除或取消这个律法的。
Quite the opposite, Jesus fulfilled the law.
相反的, 主耶稣是来完成这个律法。
See, abolishing the law means there is no more law.
废除律法就是说没有律法了。
And if there is no more law, there is no law to be broken.
那要是没有律法，就是不用再说会不会犯罪这个问题。
And therefore, sin won't count because there is no law.
那因为没有罪，所以这个罪就不是成为问题，不用去计算。So
this is what it means by abolishing the law.
这就是说废除了律法。
But that is not what happened.
但这不是真正是这样的。
Instead, Jesus did the opposite.
但相反的，主耶稣是做的是不同的。
He fulfilled the law.
他是完成了这个律法。
Fulfilling the law is actually quite interesting.
这个完成的律法，这是一个很有趣的事情。
So this is how Jesus fulfilled the law.
这就是主耶稣怎么样完成这个律法。
First, he did everything according to the law.
首先，他是根据这个律法所说的，他都完完全全的遵守。
The law has two sides.
这个律法有两个方面。
There's a success. If you can do everything, then this is a successful side.
你要是能够按照这个律法所说的一切去做，那你就成功了这一方面。
But on the other hand, if you miss one part of the law, then you have failed.
但是相反的，要是我们有一件是做不到，那我们就失败了。
So that's the failure side.
那就是失败一方面的律法。So
Jesus was able to fulfill the law on a successful side because he was able to do everything required by the law.
所以主耶稣是能够完成了这个成功这一方面的律法，因为他都能够做到。But
the interesting thing is that he also fulfilled the law on the failing side.
那有趣的是，就是呢，他也可以在我们做不到的这一方面，失败的这方面，他也完成了。What's
the failing side? The failing side said this: the wage of sin is death.
这个失败的这方面就是说，罪的工价就是死。So
Jesus died. So he took. So therefore, he fulfilled the failing side as well.
因为他自己替我们死了，所以他就完成了这个失败这方面的这个律法。
And because he fulfilled the law on a successful side and a failing side, he has completely fulfilled the law.
因为他完成了成功这方面和失败这方面的这个律法，所以他是完完全全的完成了这个律法。Abolishing
the law is cheap.
我们废除这个律法是。 不值钱是很便宜的事情。
Okay, you can go home, that's it.
你就说一句，你回家吧，那就算了。But
fulfilling the law involves sacrificing his life.
但是完成这个律法呢，这是涉及到他要牺牲他自己的生命。And
so when we accept Jesus Christ in our heart, we receive the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们接受主耶稣进到我们心里面，我们就完成了。
And the Holy Spirit gives us a holy nature.
我们就有这个圣灵在我们里面，圣灵就给我们这个神圣的这个本性。And
it gives us a desire to obey God.
也给我们一个渴望去听从神的话语。Okay.
In John chapter 8, there was a story about an adultery woman.
在约翰福音八章那里，就有一个讲到一个犯奸淫的妇人的一个故事。So
I'm going to read this one. Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
他这里说，他们对主耶稣说，先生，这妇人是正在犯奸淫的时候被抓到的。So
this is the first accusation that those people has made against this sinful woman.
这就是他们众人就是控告这个犯奸淫的女人。
And then Jesus said, if anyone of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw the stone.
然后主耶稣说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
And then one by one, the people went away.
那他们一个一个的就这样离去。
And until only Jesus was left.
一直到只有主耶稣基督剩下。
And then Jesus asked the woman, woman, has no one condemned you?
然后主耶稣就对这个妇人说，妇人，没有人定你的罪吗？
And she answered, no one, sir.
他就说，主啊，没有。
And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you.
所以主耶稣就说，我也不定你的罪。
You see, only Jesus can throw the stone.
我们可以知道，只有主耶稣是有这个权柄去钉这个石头。
Because he's the only one that has no sin.
因为只有他是没有罪的。
But even him did not throw the stone.
那就算是他没有罪的，他都不要钉这个石头。
Neither do I condemn you.
他说，我也不钉你的罪。
Go and sin no more.
他说，回去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And the woman left as a free woman.
所以这个妇人就成为一个自由的妇人离去了。
But remember, the wage of sin is death.
我们要记得，这个罪的工价乃是死。
So for the woman to go free,Jesus must die in her place.
所以，为了让这个妇人得到释放，主耶稣一定要为她而死。
This is called mercy.
这就是怜悯的意思，或连续的意思。
Jesus desired mercy so much that
主耶稣喜爱怜悯
so much that he would die for her on the cross.
主耶稣非常的喜爱怜悯，他宁愿自己为他而死。
You see, God is not looking to punish us.
神不是要为着去找什么方法来惩罚我们。
He desired mercy for us.
他是喜爱怜悯。
He also desired that we give mercy to each other.
他喜爱对我们怜悯，他也喜爱我们对其他人也是怜悯。
So let us receive mercy freely and give mercy freely to others.
所以让我们真是白白从主那里得到的这个怜悯，也是能够白白的给出去，让我们彼此也是有怜悯。
Now this has a very interesting side, so I'll let Xiaoping talk about her experience.
Oh, okay.就在几年前我还在香港的时候，那有一天呢，就是神就把这个 I desire mercy not sacrifice 这一段话放在我的心里面。那一般呢，我们想到这个神的话语的时候，一般就是他就会留在我们的心里面大概几个小时或者一天两天。那但是这一个时候呢，这段时候呢，这个经文就是不管我去哪个地方，它就好像就跟着我。我去 shopping, 这个话语又出来；我在家里面做家务，话语也出来，一直就是留在我的心里面，心思意念就是想着它。那大概有两个礼拜的时间，那跟着呢，那我就神就写明这个 story 给我这个故事。我想到这个故事，那但是当时呢，我不知道这个故事在哪里，我就想去回顾这个故事，自己去再看一下。但是我那个电脑那个时候又上不了网，哦，有的时候上得了，有的时候上不了。那刚刚我想去找这个故事的时候上不了网，所以我就自己只好就是拿着圣经去翻了那四本这个福音书，我就选了这个路加福音去翻，那翻每个标题我就翻，看看有没有这个故事，但是没有，翻不到。那但是这个故事一直也是在我的心里面，我就觉得圣灵就好像带领我要找到这个故事。那过了一段时间，那我的电脑还是不能上网。那天晚上我就觉得好像圣灵在催逼我要找到这个故事。那个晚上我就问 Joseph, 我说你可不可以用你的电脑跟我查一查这个故事在哪里。那他说 那个时候十一点半了，他说哦，我刚刚关了我的电脑，我明天早上帮你查可不可以。那我说可以啊。那后来那我们就睡觉了，然后第二天早上我醒来的时候，我就看到那个天花板，我们住的地方是很高的，这个 ceiling 很高，我就看到天花板前面一点在空间就出现说 John 4，他就说福音4，约翰福音4，这样。我说 John 4什么意思呢？我是 expect 就是神要给一段经文给我来教导我，或者是哈要我跟我说什么东西。所以我说 John 4 what 哈，我说 John 4 4，我说是不是福音约翰福音4 4呢？他马上就显出来说 John 8 4，那个 8 是很蒙蒙的，那个4还是很清楚的。那我说 John 8 4，那是什么意思？我也不知道，这个 story 就叫 John 8 4。所以我就起来一看，哦，我真是很惊讶哈，怎么神都知道我在找这个 story， 然后还比 Joseph 早来显示给我看的。所以我就觉得很惊讶。那然后圣灵也带领我去找 John 4 4，那两个地方我都找到，这是很奇妙，就是神把这个 John 4显明给我呢，把我带到两个 story， 都是主耶稣跟两个妇人讲话，谈到他的怜悯。我们看到这个故事都是神讲到怜悯。 John 4 4就是主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人在井边谈话，他没有定他的罪，反而提供这个活水给他。那这个也是很明显，就是神他是要告诉我他是喜爱怜悯的神。那我就这个经历让我更加的清楚，我们这位神是又真又活又喜爱怜悯的神。所以他就是要，就是好像要苏醒我的哈，就restore my soul， 就是让我的灵魂苏醒，那让我呢更加跟他的关系更加密切，更加的要去依靠他，就这样。所以呀，我就跟你们分享在这里，这是我自己的经历。
Yeah, so I'm so glad that God showed to her before I could. Now, some people think that mercy is just too good. You know, people can take advantage of God's mercy by sinning again and again.
有些人就认为，哦，这个怜悯啊，真是太好了。那我是可以利用神的这个怜悯来一直不断的这样去犯罪。
But God chose to be kind to us so that we can return His love by not sinning again.
但是神选择他是要这样来怜悯我们，让我们懂得怎么样去回报他。
Now, according to Romans, it said that God's kindness leads you to repentance.
根据这个罗马书这里说，神的仁慈是引领你们来悔改。
I think that woman who committed adultery never commit adultery again.
我想这个犯奸淫的妇人，她以后也不会再犯奸淫了。
Because she had received God's mercy.
因为她接受了神的怜悯。
Now this is Paul wrote in Hebrew. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
保罗在希伯来书这样说，但是一切管教在当时似乎不觉得快乐，反觉得痛苦，后来却为那些经过这种操练的人结出平安的果子来，就是义。
See, after we become the children of God, God will never condemn us.
当我们成为神的儿女以后呢，神是不要定我们的罪。
But sometimes God do discipline it, just like a father sometimes discipline his children.
但是神有的时候他会管教我们，就像一个爸爸管教一个孩子一样。
Discipline is not condemnation.
管教跟这个定罪是不同的。
Discipline builds us up.
管教是要建造我们。
Whereas condemnation beat us down.
但是定罪是要打垮我们。
According to Paul, he says that for those who are trained by God's discipline, they will produce a harvest of righteousness and peace.
根据保罗这里说，那些被神管教而操练出来的人，他们就要结出这个义的果子。
You know, I used to wonder, you know, what's the secret of living a successful Christian life?
我过去就曾经这样，觉得，哦，我们怎么样可以活出一个很成功的基督生命来呢？
Is it like serve God in certain ministry?
是在某一个事工上面去服侍神吗？
Or maybe ask a certain person to pray over me?
或者是求一个人为我祷告呢？
Okay, let us read Philippians 2.
让我们来看一下腓立比书第二章。
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
他谦卑自己，顺从至死，甚至死在十字架上。因此，神使他升为至高，赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
You see, it was Jesus' sacrifice that save us from our sins.
我们知道是主耶稣他的舍己他的牺牲来救赎我们从罪里面出来。
But was that the reason why was Jesus raised to the highest level of authority?
那他这个牺牲是不是就是让他能够成为至高的理由呢？
If you read carefully, you can see that therefore means the reason for. So the reason for God exalting Jesus to the highest level is because Jesus' obedience.
他这里说到，因此神使他成为至高，是因为他的顺从。
Because obedience is what pleased God the most.
因为顺从是让神最能够喜悦的。
And therefore, obedience is the most powerful things we can do on earth.
所以顺从也是在我们在地上是最有能力的。
But obedience is not easy.
但是顺从是不容易的事情。
Obedience requires faith in God.
顺从是需要我们有对神有很大的信心。
And I believe one way to develop our faith is to read the word of God out loud.
所以我相信一个方面是让我们的信心能够增长，就是能读神的话语。
Because in the Bible it is written that the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
因为在圣经这样说，信道是从听道而来，听道是从基督的话来的。
So as we read the word out loud, we can also hear it, and that builds up our faith.
所以让我们，当我们就是大声的读神的话语的时候，这样我们的信心就会能够增长。
Recently, I actually taped some Bible verse with my own voice.
最近我就自己来录自己读这个神的话语的声音。
And then I leave like a time gap between each verse.
然后我就在两个经文之间我就停留了一段时间。
So after I hear it, I can repeat it.
当我听了第一句的时候，我有这个时间来重复。
I encourage you to do the same.
我也鼓励你们也是可以这样做。
You can really build up your faith.
这样可以真是增长你自己的信心。
And when your faith is built up, you obey God more and more.
当你的信心建立了更多更强的时候，你就更加的信靠神。
And that is the success of to live is Christ.
那就是我们活着就是基督的这个成功的一方面。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父神，
we thank you so much for your sacrifice of your Son.
我们真是非常的感谢你，因为你舍去了你自己的独生儿子。
Our old life has been crucified.
我们的旧 生命已经与他同钉十字架。
And our new life is now in Christ.
我们的新生命就是在主耶稣基督里。
Help us to live a life that pleases you.
求你帮助我们能够活出这个生命是让你喜悦的。
Increase our faith each day.
让我们的信心能够增长。
We want to obey you more and more.
我们愿意顺从你越来的越多。
Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you in Christ.
让我们在基督里能够活出这个讨你喜悦的生命。
In your Son Jesus, we pray.
奉你儿子的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.